Superior technology can confer a powerful advantage. Greek fire, a weapon, allowed the Byzantine navy to repeatedly triumph over more numerous foes. The Confederate armored ship Virginia, a platform, destroyed the wooden vessels of the Union Navy at will. Centimetric radar, a tool, allowed Allied aircraft during World War II to spot submarine conning towers at night. But it is the nature of technology that such advantages are rare and often fleeting. The 20th century was a time of profound technological change. In naval terms, this change came in four major waves, with the first three climaxed by a major naval war. The first wave started in the mid-19th century as coal-fired steam engines replaced sail, armor was developed, guns and mines were improved, torpedoes appeared, and radio was introduced. This wave peaked in the Russo-Japanese War. In the second wave, which started in 1905 and ran through World War I, naval warfare became three-dimensional, with the development of practical submarines and aircraft. The armored gunnery platform reached its acme of power and influence and imperceptibly began to fade in importance. The third wave, which lasted through the end of World War II, moved naval warfare fully into the electromagnetic spectrum as technologies such as radar and sonar expanded perceptions beyond the horizon and beneath the waves, revolutionized the collection and use of information, and saw the introduction of practical guided weapons. The fourth wave is underway. Naval warfare has entered another dimension, starting with the splitting of the atom and progressing to satellites, computers, drones, data networks, artificial intelligence, and a new generation of weapons using magnetic and directed energy. The fourth wave has lasted the longest. Not because the pace of invention has slowed, it has in fact accelerated, but because since 1945, there has been no major peer-to-peer naval war. That is, a total war between opponents with similar technological resources to prove these new technologies in all-out combat. This book examines six specific technologies that came of age in 20th century naval warfare and considers the way navies applied these technologies and adapted to their use. Technical details are not the focus here. What matters is the process by which each technology's possibilities were first recognized, tested, and then used, or not used, to best advantage. This book will explore the principles that govern this process and consider whether these principles apply across platforms, nations, and technologies, and whether, if observed, they led to a victory regardless of the period or the technology in question, and thus can be expected to apply to the technologies of today as yet untested in peer combat. As part of this exploration, this book will also consider how human factors such as established practice, politics, and policy complicated the process. Technology is constantly evolving, and the navies of the 21st century are juggling innovations that are likely to revolutionize naval warfare as profoundly as did the introduction of steam and steel in the 19th century, or electronics in the 20th. Forethought, strategic vision, and technical acumen might drive technological development in periods of peace, but it is a thesis of this work that navies learn the best use of new technology only through the medium of peer-to-peer combat. And within the chaos of combat, only those navies that innovate successfully discover the best use of their own technology and the best counters to those of the enemy. To paraphrase Karl von Clausewitz, while the concept of innovation is simple, innovating under enemy fire is difficult. We recognize that we are shouldering a vast subject, but consider it worthwhile to collect and follow the threads of technological development over more than a century of time and the course of three major and several smaller wars. To the best of our knowledge, such a broad and structured look at naval technology as a process viewed through the lens of specific application has never been done. Our goal is to seek new perspectives and insights and identify the factors that accelerate or retard the process of technological development. To accomplish such an ambitious goal, this work strives to be a synthesis